Bav Metzia Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is somewhat of a hakdama to Maseches Bava Basra, where the first few prokim deal with the inyanim of Shutvim and Shchenim. Here also we have two people that have claims on each other, not unrelated people, not people that have done business together, but people that are b'shchenus with each other. The example that the Mishnah uses over here, and that's what we're going to be talking about, is Habayis V'Aliyah. Habayis V'Aliyah is the first floor of the house. Aliyah always referred to the second floor of the house. In those days, they didn't have high buildings. But Derech Klal, one person in a structure lived on the first floor. The houses were small, one room, two rooms. One person lived on the first floor. Another person lived on the second floor. Let's assume, for a given over here, that the two people over here each independently owned one floor. Yitochin and Mishnayis Erevin, that the second floor didn't even go through the first floor. He had a ladder, some type of stairway outside the house up to him. Baifin, where the chotzer is a chotzer mishutefes, but the actual house, the structure, the space, belong to each one independently. There's no shutfes here. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenoflu. It belongs to two people. We'll also make an assumption over here, for not that it has to be that way, but in this Mishnah, is that normally a bayis v'aliyah means a house with an attic. An attic is usually small. Over here means a second floor. We'll assume, for the purpose of the chalukah that's mavur in our Mishnah, that the bayis and the aliyah are of equal size. If a bayis v'aliyah of two people fell down, either it fell in or it fell over, Shneim cholkim be'etzim ba'avonim be'ofer. The assumption over here is that each one has half the raw material, and it's impossible to know now because it crashed in. It's impossible to know. The etzim b'derech klal is the floor, the ceiling of the bayis, which is the floor of the aliyah. The avonim are the avonim from down, but the avonim go all the way up on the building. The ofer is the ofer from the bottom. It's impossible to know what exactly belongs to him and what belongs to him. So they call the raw material. With an eye on seeing from the catastrophe site how it fell down, how it would have fallen down. It means if there are some of the avonim are intact, which is obviously a better thing to walk away with, it depends how that, if the house fell in, mistaber that the avonim on the top of the building were more intact than the ones on the bottom. If the house fell over, then fakert, the ones on the bottom didn't crash. The ones on the top went down from further down. They're more mistaber to have smashed into little pieces. So you have to have an eye on what's going on, what's mistaber. If one of them recognized some of the avonim as his, the avonim were different. Maybe the bayis was built before the aliyah, so the style is different. Maybe the size of the avonim are different because of the engineering of it. So memela, if one of them was able to recognize miktsas avonim noitlon, va'ilus leminacheshbim, it goes out of the 50-50 of how they divide up. Now, that halach is pashut. So the Gemara makes a cheshbim over here that what we have to understand is that the second one was chelik on the first one. Or, more accurately, what's going on over here is one of them claims that all the avonim that are intact are his. The other one has made it to some. The other ones, he says, he doesn't know. He says, maybe some of them are his. So we look at that as like a moide b'miktsas. A moide b'miktsas where he's eni yedea on the rest. So therefore, the one who claims that he gets the avonim could walk away with the avonim. Chelik, it's not. L'chor, the avonim are here. L'chor, the moide b'miktsas on the chelik that his moide should take away the shame moide b'miktsas because on those avonim they're here. So you have to say some of those avonim were they brought in a demolition crew to take apart whatever's lying around the ground, and they took it apart and it's no longer intact. The Gemara has cheshbein is azalcha. Another thing that's mavur over here in the Gemara, that the fact that the house fell over in a certain surah where now it's lying, let's say they had different parts of the chotzer. We describe the chotzer that's mishutefes. What happens if they each use different parts of the chotzer? Ba'ifin, where now part of the, a good chelik of the Avonim are in the chotzer of the Baal HaBayis, as opposed to the Baal HaAliyah, or vice versa. We don't see that as a muchzakus, even though it's in his rishus. Why? Because since Lamaisa, the Bais and Aliyah are standing together, the assumption is that we see it as a muchzakus together. And even now that they fell over, we see the status quo as really where it was before. So the muchzakus, where there's a status quo that contradicts that muchzakus b'faneinu, is not a muchzakus. We'll see more of that, about that. That's a very fundamental taisus on the first blot in Bava Basra. But that's the Mishnah. Mishnah base. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim. Nivchasoho aliyah. The Bayis aliyah belong to both of them. Same way we had in Mishnah Aleph. Lamaisa, the aliyah is sinking in. Here we're not talking about two different people. We're talking about Reuven owns the whole thing. Reuven is renting the aliyah to Shimon. That was usually the case, where the aliyah was a less bakvemt place to live. You had to climb in from a staircase on the outside. First story, you just walk in. So Mele Reuven owned the house. He had put in an aliyah as an investment that he rents out to a tenant to cover his mortgage. So Lemaisa, here the aliyah is rendered unusable, but not completely. Part of the ceiling came in, so part of the aliyah is used on is inoperable. He can keep part of his family there. He doesn't have room. Part of his family won't be able to keep there. Obviously, he can't have his family in one place and the rest of his family someplace else. So what's left to do? So now, we have to get involved over here with what we discussed in the 8th perek, the concept of bayizu and bayistam. If the landlord was mishabed himself to attend bayiz aliyazu, then if a felon is, I'm a chayv to fix it. Finished. It's done. If he was mishabed himself aliyah stam, he's mechuyev to provide him with an aliyah. If this one's inoperable, this one's unusable, so he's mechuyev to provide him with another one. Well, we're talking about the knetch over here is we're talking about where he was mishabed himself aliyah zu al gabe bayizu. So he was mishabed himself taka this aliyah, he wouldn't have to fix it, but he was mishabed himself al gabe bayizu. The hisof of those words is that his bayis is meshubit to provide living quarters. That means even though he's living in this aliyah, but the bayis, if the aliyah can't provide, then the bayis has to provide for the dorbo aliyah. That being the case, the Mishnah says that if the aliyah is not accessible, so then he could come down. He could come down. The Tosefes Knech, the Gemara says, is l'chor, the Baal HaBayis could say, okay, so put some of your kids by me, and the rest of the kids leave upstairs. No. He doesn't have to have part of his family living upstairs and downstairs. He can move his whole family downstairs. Achi attacking Lois Aliyah has to fix the Aliyah. The Machlokes over here is a Kleinigkeit, is a technical detail. When they would rebuild the floor of the Aliyah, so they would put down Tikkur, they would put a ceiling, which is on top of the bayis, and then they would put down Maziva with something that smoothed it out. With some type of cement that smoothed out on top of the boards. So the machlokes over here is whether you see the tit, the maziva that's on the tikra, as part of the tikra, and that's certainly the Baal HaBayis' akrais, or do you see there's something, well, if he wants it, the Baal HaAliyah that is, so he's going to have to put it in. If not, so his floor will be full of holes between the boards. That's his tough luck. So the shaila is whether the Elyon has to give the maziva. That's a technical machlokes.